A reading from the second book of Kings. One day Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, chair, and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant, Gehazi, answered, "Yes, she has no son, and her husband is getting on in years." Elisha said, "Call her." And when the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." The word of the Lord. We don't even know her name, but we know something about her heart, her wide-opened heart. Elisha, the prophet, just passing through town on one of his prophetic preaching missions, when this unnamed woman of certain influence invites him to rest and share a meal with her before he continues his journey. As happens, and it happens often, it becomes a regular occurrence, so much so that they even added a little room on the roof of the house, a little penthouse perhaps, so that Elisha could always have a place to stay and rest before continuing his journey. As one who does a lot of itinerant wandering and preaching, I can relate to this kind of kindness. Hospitality is not only a wonderful gift, it's one of the ways that God loves us. As we know, the door to God's house, the keys to God's heart, are always available, always open, always waiting for us. In fact, I suspect that God has a little room waiting for us 24/7, whenever we need it, whenever we need to take a bit of downtime and some spiritual rest. When was the last time you took advantage of God's wonderful gift of hospitality? Elisha, the prophet, is so grateful for this gift of hospitality that he asks his servant, Gehazi, if there is some way that he can show his gratitude to this very kind woman. Gehazi immediately blurts out, "Yes, of course, you know, she doesn't have a son." "Call her," says Elisha. And when she arrives, he says to her, "This time next year, you will be fondling a baby son." Hospitality isn't exactly one of the Ten Commandments, but it is clearly an act of great love. Jesus says quite clearly today, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." In other words, when we welcome the stranger, the refugee, the immigrant, or our neighbor into our home, or even just giving a cup of cold water to that person, we are truly doing that for Christ himself. Folks, I'm not so naive to suppose that this is easy, but nor can we just simply ignore Jesus' call. If our door is closed to anyone, then our door is closed to Christ himself. Welcoming the neighbor, welcoming the stranger, the immigrant, the refugee into our world, into our home, into our hearts, in this day and age, is going to immediately create some kind of political tension. That's just the way it is. It's a sad day indeed when a Christian closes the door of his or her heart to someone in need, perhaps to be politically correct. "I was homeless, and you gave me shelter," says Jesus. Elisha the prophet calls down a blessing upon this childless woman who showed him unconditional hospitality. Her gift to Elisha becomes God's gift to her. Jesus says it quite clearly. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who has sent me. I'd like to end with some words from Pope Francis. The Son of God went out of his divine condition and came to encounter us. The church, he says, is within this movement. No one, and he says it twice, no one is excluded from the hope of life, from the love of God. The church is sent to reawaken this hope everywhere. There's need of the oxygen of the gospel so that we can breathe the spirit of the risen Christ. And then he says this, the church is the house whose doors are always open. Not only so that everyone can find welcome and breathe love and hope, but also so that we can go out and bring that same love and hope to others. The Holy Spirit drives us to go out of our enclosure and leads us to the fringes of humanity. The church is the house whose doors are always open.